Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
When we do these War of the Roses and a woman finally catches her man cheating, generally we can break them up within about a minute. This one was the War of the Roses that just would not stop.
Hello?
Is Reed in, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Reed, hi, this is Lindsay from My Mama's Mums. How are you?
Good.
Great. Actually, Reed, we are a new shop in the area, and as a promotional offer, we're sending people free flowers. Are you interested in actually sending somebody free roses?
There's no catch?
No catch at all. Like I said, we're a new shop in the area, and we're just trying to get our name out there, and we're giving flowers out in hopes that maybe one day you might come back and do business with us.
Yeah, if my name's not going to get stuck on a mailing list or something,
nope.
Sure, I'd love to send some flowers to someone.
Wonderful, Reed. Okay, first I need to fill out a card.
Okay.
Who would you like to send your flowers to?
To my wife.
Okay, your wife, great.
I guess I'd be in trouble if it wasn't.
And what would you like the card to say?
Just say, sweetheart, or address it, sweetheart, say, always in my heart.
Sweetheart, always in my heart.
Love, Reed.
Love, oh, your sweetheart.
Reed?
Yeah?
This is Bert calling from Q100.
Hey, Bert.
And the good news is that you just sent the roses back to your wife, and she's on the line listening right now.
Oh, my God.
But she has a little bit of a question for you.
Yeah? Hi, honey.
Hi.
You went on a business trip recently?
Yeah.
She's found out through the grapevine that perhaps you went with another woman on this business trip.
I know you went on with another woman. I know, not perhaps, I think. I know. Who's Heather Reed? Who's
honey, can
Heather?
We talk? This isn't really the time.
Laura,
oh,
this
is the perfect time.
Laura, who is Heather?
Heather is who Michael's wife told me that you went on the business trip with.
Honey, can we talk about this later?
No, honey, we can talk about this now. I want to know now.
Why do you want
to? Am I going to have to go through this again with you?
No, wait a minute. It's not like that.
You did go with someone.
Honey, we're on the radio. Can we?
You did go with someone. You told me you went with no one.
Call me at the office, all right?
No, I'm calling you now. I'm calling you now. You have to tell the truth. You're on the radio with all these people listening. Tell me the truth.
Why would you want to?
She wants to know why you're not being honest with her about your business trip.
I just don't think this is.
If there's nothing going on, then you have nothing to worry about.
No, I don't. I don't. Okay. I don't have anything to worry about, honey. And I just was saying that I don't think this is the best place to talk about it, but if you're going to, you're going to.
I'm going to.
Of course,
you know I'm going
of
to.
Course I have nothing to worry about.
Guys?
Well, who's Heather, and why didn't you tell me about her?
Why didn't I tell you? This is exactly the reason I didn't tell you, because you'd be accusatory and you wouldn't believe it. I know that you're worried because of what happened before, and I don't think that you're going to give me a fair shake in this.
Well, if there was nothing going on, then you would have had nothing to hide, and you could have just told me.
Just... That, you know, that's the way women think, but that's not...
Oh, no, we're not going to do this. Did you guys say foot up the ass? He just got a foot up the ass.
Hey, Reed?
What? Yes.
So in your thinking, since there's nothing going on between you and Heather right now, why make a big stink out of it
and tell
your wife that you're going with another woman?
Exactly, and that's all I meant, is that as guys, we know that the woman is automatically going to assume the worst. And if I know that nothing's happening, it would seem to me, why bother mentioning it and borrowing trouble here?
But can you understand the history that the two of you have together?
Yes,
why she
yes
might?
I do. Yes, I do.
That would give you the reason to sit down with me and talk to me about this and explain it to me, and then I would have nothing
I'm
to
sorry,
worry
honey.
About.
I just thought you were going to go through the roof at
well,
the idea.
Well, you obviously thought wrong.
Ooh.
As usual.
Please, honey, not on...
Not on the phone? Not on the phone. Well, it'll be in a courtroom next. Right, so what's the big deal if it's on the phone?
Look, this,
on the radio?
This is nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing did. Nothing. I'm not even. This
nothing
is.
Nothing happened.
This is,
that's what you said the first time. Nothing happened.
See, this is exactly my point. You go to past history and you assume that it's all the same. This is a woman I'm not even attracted. She's not even an attractive woman.
But Reed, do you see? Can you see that if you would have just brought it up and told Laura and you guys went through the confrontation,
she would trust you more?
Probably so.
But believe me, if you'd been through what happened 2.5 years ago in my shoes, you'd be afraid to ever bring up. I mean, the mere fact that I exist on the same planet with other women is a problem for her.
Oh, please, that's not true. That is not true. And
this is not the voice of a jealous woman, of a woman who's a little
but
bit over the edge on that subject.
Hello.
It's been 2.5 years.
Cause.
How long do I have to try to prove myself? How long? Is it going to be a whole lifetime here?
It's
am I going to be paying for that?
Truth. That's what you have to prove. Truth. If you're truthful, you can never get in trouble.
Okay. So you're saying if I had told you that she was going on this business trip with me, you would have had no problem with it.
Maybe I would have had a problem with it, but
maybe
it would have been resolved.
Of course
then,
you would have. Of course you would have had a problem with it.
Now it's a lie.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's a lie.
Is this going to start all over again? Look, I'm trying to be understanding, but the thing is, I'm straddling a very thin line here.
Oh.
If I tell you I'm screwed, if I don't tell you I'm screwed.
You should have told me. So now you're screwed. You're right. You're totally screwed.
All right, you guys, you know what? This is plenty. This is real. This is totally plenty. Why don't you guys talk about this off the air?
Like we should have to begin with.
Well, you know, Reed, I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Laura. Once something like what happened to you guys 2 years ago, do you ever feel like you could truly be trusted again? Because she, you know,
I feel that what I did was wrong, but I also feel that I have not only been impeccable, and I'm not looking for a medal because I haven't cheated on her again, but I have been I made reparations in every way possible. Wouldn't you agree, honey, that I have been like a Boy Scout for almost 3 years now.
Yeah, but the truth
like
is,
a Boy Scout, like it's an effort.
No, I'm just saying that I have tried to work my way back into your good graces, and I really feel like, I mean, this woman is an overweight woman.
Reed,
she's not.
You
got to
be careful
overly
with what you say, there, big guy.
Saying that this is not a woman I'd be attracted to. If I was going to do it, if I was going to be tempted by somebody, it wouldn't be her. It'd be half a dozen other women at the office, but it wouldn't be.
Reed, that you just dug yourself even deeper.
No, that's not what I'm trying to.
Wait, maybe you need to take
this. I am getting so much from this divorce. I want you to come and get your shit today and get out of my house.
You are being ridiculous. You are being ridiculous.
Oh, I am not.
You are so going all over.
Guys, whoa! I'm going to put you guys both on hold right now, and you guys can discuss this off there.
You can cancel the roses, I guess.
Thanks for the f***ing flowers.
Oh,
hold on 1 second, you guys. Okay.
Oh, my God. I would not like to be in that family right now.
I think once you cheat once, man.
Right now.
I don't know that you can ever get that trust back.
I gotta agree.
The Burt Show.
This poor woman took so much heat because she had absolutely no idea what was going on. She thought she was on a date. Problem is, the guy that she was out with didn't think it was a date at all.
Hello?
Hi, Ken.
Yes.
Hi, this is the Burt Show at Q100 calling you, and we're on the air right now. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Hey, dude, we have Jessica on the phone with us. Jessica, you want to say hey?
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Jess.
Hey, Ken, we've got a bit of a question for you, because Jessica's a little miffed. You know, she was telling us that she went out with you, what was it, last week, and she had a really great time on your date, enjoyed the movie with you, enjoyed going out and get a little drinky-drank afterwards. Well, now she can't figure out why you haven't called her back for a second date.
Oh, my gosh. We didn't go on a date. What? You know we didn't go on a date.
How can there be confusion about that?
Yeah.
You guys met at a party? She asked you out?
We met at a party with my wife was at the party also.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you go to a movie with her?
Yeah, with my daughter and her two friends.
Oh, this changes things.
Still a date.
It wasn't a date. She coaches people on how to network. I work in sales.
Okay.
Basically, we met at the party. My wife was at the party, and she was telling me all these seminars that she does, and I was like, well, this sounds great. This sounds like something I could use. She's telling me how she charges thousands and thousands of dollars to do these seminars. So I'm like, well, you know, looking into it and talking to her. My wife was standing right there with me. She says, listen, I would love to just get together and just, you know, just show you some different things that, you know, we could do that you could probably use no charge. So me being interested, of course, this is what I do. I said, listen, sounds great. You know, I was talking to my wife about going to the movies. She said, listen, why don't I come along? She invited herself along to go see Panic Room. So my wife was there. I was like, well, that sounds fine. Let's do that. You know, my daughter will be there. Two friends will come. We ended up going to the movie, watching the movie. After the movie, we went to, like, the mall. My kid and her two friends were actually going shopping around. We went to a little place in the food court there, had a couple of drinks, and we talked about it.
Oh, this chain.
Who goes to a movie with a woman he's not interested in?
Well, wait a second now. Jessica, you knew
why
he was...
Why did you invite me to the movie?
Because I thought we were going to talk... Because we talked about what you did, and it was helping me.
That was
the whole reason why I even paid for you, because it was just a common courtesy of you just telling me everything about what you do. My daughter and her two friends were there.
How old is your daughter?
My daughter's 13 years old.
He offered to pick me up.
Yeah, of course I did. I figured that you were cutting me this great deal. Why shouldn't I come and pick you up with my daughter and two and her friends?
You obviously knew he was married.
Yeah, but he was still flirting with me at the party.
Oh my gosh.
And when he showed was it a surprise to you when he showed up with his two kids?
No, I thought, you know, sometimes when you go on a date with someone, they want you to meet their kids.
obviously, there's something wrong with this woman. Then she leaves me two messages. Why haven't you called me? My wife heard the messages. She knows everything about it.
He was also sitting very close to me in the movie.
Well, in the next seat.
My daughter was afraid of the movie. She was practically in my lap.
Yeah.
And so was I.
Oh, my gosh. You are crazy.
Jessica, can you sort of see how this could be seen as kind of more of a business thing than an actual date?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we got our signals crossed.
Well, where did you go wrong in that? Like when I introduced you to my wife or to my daughter or...
Did you get any signals like this, Ken, while you were on the date that she might be thinking that more's going on?
I personally wasn't even in this range of thinking.
Hey, Jessica, did it ever dawn on you that he was only talking about work and nothing else going really on in his life?
Well, I think he was doing that because, you know, he was nervous. He's probably anxious. He's been married for a while.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. Wow. He was on a date.
Oh, wow. Talk about miscommunication.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I go?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, bye both of you guys. Bye now.
Thanks.
Oh, my God. Oh
my
God.
That's my favorite one ever, I think.
Are you kidding me? Good morning,
Q100.
Hi. Hi.
Jessica is just crazy. I don't know how she misunderstood it. Y'all need to keep this for the file.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Morning,
Q100. Hello?
Hello.
My name's Cicely, and I have to say, she should have just hung up the phone, because I'm embarrassed for her. embarrassed for this woman. She played herself with a capital P.
What do you think?
Come on, don't play yourself. If I was her friend, I'm like, listen, he don't want you. She needs some friends. I mean, she's probably sitting at home alone. She's lonely.
You know, that is
so embarrassing.
I think maybe sometimes you just see and hear things that you want to see and you want to hear, and you don't take any kind of common sense in the play, you know?
I think you're right.
See you, Cicely. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good morning. Hi, Q100.
This woman smoked too much crack.
The Burt Show.
Call me insecure or call me whatever you want, but I absolutely hate my own body hair. So I decided to do something about it. I have a tremendous amount of hair on my arms, okay? And the thing is, it cuts off right at about what is supposed to be my bicep.
And there's no hair after
and
his
after
bicep.
That, but if you look at me in a short sleeve shirt, I mean, I'm an ape, and it's gotten worse over the last couple of years. As I'm getting older, I'm getting hairier on my arms. It's not growing really anywhere else badly, except on my arms. It's really embarrassing.
You've got to understand, those of you who have never met Bert in person, he has got the average amount of body hair is most four-legged animals.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
On his arms.
It's not true. On my arms. And that's the point I'm trying to make, is that it's on my arms, because the rest of me, I think, is fairly normal.
We actually contemplated doing a contest on the internet. Is it Bert's arm or a paw?
My arms have not completely evolved yet.
Now, okay.
You know, when you see that evolution chart, I'm about the third ape on my arms.
He's going in next month to have his dew claws removed.
Now, for those of you, and also in the studio, Bert comes in every morning. morning. He usually has a T-shirt on and a sweater over it. He takes his sweater off.
Right, because I get hot.
And he wears a T-shirt. Now, today, he still has a sweater on, and I wondered about that.
Okay, now, I gotta give you a couple of other pieces of information.
Oh, no, Bert. What are
great.
You doing?
All right, so light of me already being insecure about the hair on my arms, because I'm just automatically assuming if I have a short-sleeve shirt on and people see my hairy arms, they're assuming, like Jeff just said, I've got hair all over my body like that. And honestly, I know it sounds insecure. I don't want people to think that.
Diana Fraggle
Rock.
You
don't want people to think that you have
insecure.
A hairy back and stuff.
I don't, but I don't. I really don't.
I know you don't.
So Mark down the hall also shares my hair, affinity. He's got hair. He's hairy all over, though, I think. He's got way more hair on his legs, way more hair on his arms.
He has it coming out of the back of his collar.
While he was doing a shift the other day, somebody dropped off some Nair for Men for this guy. And he put a little S into his arm and his leg to see if it would work. And it did. Mm-hmm. And he brought it in here to show me, and I thought it looked great.
Now, you have to understand, the day before, a day or two prior, for whatever reason, when you work at a radio station, things turn up. Like, you know, because people like to drop stuff off. Right. And it's a great marketing tool. If you have stuff that you want to talk about on the radio, drop some off. Because there's a chance, for example, there's a restaurant right next door now sending out food for us. And, you know, they're going to hope that we're going to taste the food. And then sometime before the end of the show, thank them for bringing it in. It's a nice plug. So things turn up at radio stations. So like 3 days ago, Nair started appearing.
Nair for men.
The hair remover just started appearing.
Right.
It was just sitting on tables in
everywhere.
The
yeah, it's everywhere.
It was bizarre.
So we're in the we're in the conference room. Bert and I are having the meeting after the Monday meeting, and he sees it. And he looks at the bottle, and while we're meeting, he squirts some off onto his hand. He starts rubbing it in like it's a lotion. He's like, wonder if this stuff really works. And then I said, let me see that. He slides the bottle across the table, and I read the instructions, and every step that Bert took to apply the Nair was incorrect.
It was wrong. Like, I was going to say, if he rubbed it in like lotion,
that's
was
what
wrong.
That's what I started doing.
Wrong.
The first thing in bold capital letters, do not rub in.
Oh.
So Bert panicked. And ran out of the room to wash the stuff off his hand, and I thought that was the end of it. And he, you know, he took the Nair with him. I thought it ended up in a garbage can or
oh my god,
somewhere else
at work.
Apparently, it didn't.
But then yesterday, we're in another meeting, and I whisper over to Jeff. I go, Jeff, tonight's Nair night. And he goes, what? And I said, I'm Nairing tonight. Tonight's the night. I'm gonna go Nair.
It's supposed to be rather painful.
All right, I'm not done with all the details. So. Stacey and I decided last night at around 4 o'clock that we were going to go down to the Virginia Highlands and go to Harry and Sons and have some sushi.
Harry and Sons.
Oh, there you go. That's funny. That's funny. That's a nice tie-in, Harry and Sons.
I think I'm going to be sick to my stomach.
Now, I know that traffic gets really bad here around 6 o'clock, and there's nothing I hate more than traffic. So, but I just got back from the gym, so I still needed to take a shower, but I wanted to Nair before we took off. Okay. So I go up to the bathroom and I squirt the bottle of Nair on my left arm, okay? And I'm wait because you have to wait 4 or 5 minutes for it to dissolve. So I'm waiting and I'm reading a magazine and my arm is starting to burn off. And I take a washcloth and I start to take the hair off. And
Hold on 1 second. I want the picture of Melissa's face when the sweatshirt comes off. We'll take Bert's arm later.
Oh my god.
Okay, and I start taking the hair and it's not coming off, and I start to panic. All right, and I start rubbing as hard as I can to try to get it off, and the hair of my arm is not coming off, and then I soap it down, and then I read the instructions, and it says, do not rub off and do not rub down. So I run into the shower.
You know that most of the time people read directions before they apply
something. Not if you're a man.
No, okay.
That is a woman thing there. That is not a man thing.
Guys don't.
So now the clock is ticking, and I really want to go get sushi, so I'm thinking, you know what? I'm just going to run into the shower, and I'll shave my arm.
I will shave
my arms before we go out.
Why is it this important? Why is it so important to you to have the hair off your arms before you eat sushi?
Because at this point now, because
it must
of the
come off now.
I cannot wait to see what it looks like when it grows back.
I will not eat another spicy tuna roll with one hair on my arm.
It'll all tie in for you here in a second. But after you put the Nair on and I completely made a debacle of it, it like got really dark and really clumpy and really sticky. So I had to shave both arms before we take off. And it took forever. So now Stacey's starting to yell at me that we're getting late. We're going to run into all sorts of traffic.
Oh, no.
So she comes in and she helps me get the stuff off the back of my arms. And my left arm is done. And I'm thinking, okay, what I'll do is I'll wear a sweater out to dinner. And when I come home, I will shave my right arm. And we go out to dinner.
Oh,
and we
God.
Come home and I forget. So I wake up and I go in the shower this morning and I go, ah! Because my left arm is all clean and my right arm is still like an ape and I don't have time before coming into work this morning to shave it. So my left arm is now beautifully shaven and my right arm is still the old Bert arm. And that's why I have it, the sweater on today.
The sweater needs to come off.
You want to see it?
Let's see it.
Are you, hold on. You got the camera on, Melissa?
Okay. You have 5 o'clock shadow on your arm.
Okay, here's old arm.
Oh, my God.
There's old arm there, okay? And here's new arm.
Oh, my God.
Okay, look how good that looks. Isn't that awesome? The left arm looks awesome, doesn't it?
You lost about 3 pounds.
I know, right?
It looks so much skinnier.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The Bert Show.
This has got to be the all-time most requested phone scam I have ever done. Wherever I go in Atlanta, people come up to me and say, I love your phone scams, especially the one where the guy gets caught in the adjustable bed. Here it is, everyone's favorite phone scam, the Craftmatic adjustable bed scam.
Can I talk adjustable beds? This is Lisa. Can I help you?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how can I help you?
I need customer service.
This is customer service.
I am trapped inside my adjustable bed.
You're what?
Trapped inside my adjustable bed. It's folded up around me.
Okay, sir. What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from a state of disbelief.
Okay. Where did you buy the bed?
My son gave it to me.
Okay.
Hello?
Are you okay? I mean...
I'm folded up inside here like I'm in a womb.
Well, can you open it up?
No! If I could open it up, I wouldn't be on the phone with you!
Okay, let me see if I can get my technician to help me.
Hurry up. It's awfully warm.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've never gotten a call like this before. Hold on. Hold on a second. John, okay, I've got this man who's stuck.
Hello?
I don't know what to
Hello?
Do. Can you talk to
him? Hey!
Yes, sir?
I'm still in the bed.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my technician on the phone for you.
Oh.
I'm kind of explaining to him your situation. And we're
getting
gonna
dizzy.
Can you reach the controls?
Listen to this.
Okay, are you pushing the button?
No. What do you think the noise is?
Well, it just sounds like the controls are overheating. You need to quit pushing the button. Are you pushing a button, sir?
Yes.
Okay, stop pushing because the bed sounds like it's overheating.
Okay.
I'm going to get my technician on the phone, and he can kind of talk you through this. Stop pushing the button.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. John, I really need your help with this. This guy is stuck in his bed, and he sounds real muffled, like he can't breathe and stuff. Sir, I told you to stop pushing the button.
But I'm stuck in the bed!
But you really need to stop pushing the button.
I think it's jammed.
Okay, but just don't push the button because you're just going to make it worse.
All right.
Okay. Okay, are you getting oxygen? Are you getting some kind of air?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm completely numb from my navel up until my nipples. I'm numb because of the way I'm folded. And I have my knees on either side of my ears.
Oh. Try to get as much oxygen that you can.
My life is passing before my eyes.
You know, I don't know if we should call an ambulance at this point or
no.
or not. I do you want me to call an ambulance for you?
I want
no?
you to get me out of this folding mattress of death.
And we are. I'm trying my best. Okay, sir, stop pushing the button.
Stop yelling at me.
Oh. I'm not dealing with this anymore.
Hello? Hello?
Sir, this is Tiffany. Are you feeling all right?
Put Lisa on the phone.
Sir, I cannot listen to you or help you unless you cooperate with me.
Is this Lisa?
Yes, it is.
Lisa?
Yes.
Your phone's scammed.
Sir, I cannot understand what you're saying.
I said you've been phone scammed.
What? What?
You've been phone scammed.
Phone scammed.
This is the brand new Bird Show at Q100.
Oh, God.
I got an email from John and Tiffany, and they wanted me to phone scam you.
John, you...
The Bird Show.
A couple days ago, you went to the dentist. Your tooth's all better, but the Novocaine has spread, and now you're numb all over.
Hi, this is Susan. How may I help you?
Hi, Susan. I was in the office at the end of last week.
Uh-huh.
To have what I thought was a simple cavity filled.
Uh-huh.
You got to use Novocaine, and it hasn't worn off, and it spread. Novocaine spread.
It spread.
Right.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Willis Maffin.
I'm sorry?
Willis Maffin. And my arm and my hand is numb on my right side. And my lips are numb and I'm numb.
I didn't catch your name. Your last name again?
Willis Maffin.
Willis?
Maffin. I was in that jail last week on Wednesday.
On Wednesday?
Thursday.
Thursday.
Wednesday. And I can't seem, and I don't know if it's a Novocaine or if it's maybe an allergic reaction to some pesto sauce that I had after leaving the place. But my right arm and my hand is numb and my lips and my gums and my teeth are numb.
And how long has this been going on for?
Since last Wednesday. And
how come you didn't call then?
Because I thought it was normal until I woke up with my hands numb.
And what did you do?
I thought maybe I slept on it wrong, but it's Monday morning. I couldn't wait to save my life.
And what did you do after you left here?
I had some pesto sauce.
Some what kind of shots?
No. I went to a restaurant.
A restaurant?
And I had some manicotti with some pesto sauce.
Oh, okay.
And last time I had pesto sauce, my tongue swelled up.
Well, that's...
And I thought it would be a good time to have pesto sauce because I liked the taste of it. My tongue was numb. So I thought maybe it wouldn't swell.
Well...
But now my arm's numb. Listen to this. I'm picking my arm up. I can't even keep it in the air.
Huh. Well, I think that you should go to your... Can you go to the doctor?
Huh?
Can you go to the doctor?
Do
you have a physician you can go to?
I only have a dentist, and you put the Novocaine.
Okay. But can you do me a favor? Can you spell your last name for me?
M-O-J-O.
Wait. Not this Thursday.
Right.
Not this past Thursday.
Exactly.
Which day? What's the date you were in here?
Thursday.
This Thursday, doctor was not in here.
No. Not this Thursday. This past Thursday. Uh-oh.
Give me the date.
Uh-oh. My legs are going numb.
Well, I understand that, but I'm trying to decipher when you were in here, because you couldn't have been in here Thursday the 17th.
All I know is my legs are going... Ah! Hello?
Hello?
I fell off the chair. I'm on the floor. My legs are numb, I'm on the floor.
Okay, well, I think you should...
Help! Hey!
I think you should call 911.
What's the number?
911.
Okay.
Okay?
Huh?
I'm trying to help you here, but I don't understand who you are.
Can you leave a message for Dr. Gerhardt?
Who is this?
Well, my name's really Jeff Dollar, and I'm part of the Bird Show at Q100, and your sister Betsy just phone scammed you.
Ah! We will scam you!
The Bird Show.